This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
And away we go with the hottest public affairs radio show in America, at least according to me. My name is Adam Ritz, Jay Baker with me in studio. Jay, this is the hottest public affairs show in the country.
I just got through reading the article about that, and you're not incorrect. I don't see anything erroneous in what you have just said.
I know it's popular in New Jersey on our affiliate WOLD. Because the program director there, Sean Ryan, messaged me last week to make sure I give you a warm holiday greeting from all of your listeners and friends in the Jersey area. So
I love Sean. My wife is a huge New Jersey fan, and we will be visiting Sean for sure this spring. I mean, she can't wait to go to Jersey in the springtime.
In the spring.
She loves it.
And if you've been on the boardwalk in the winter, that's no bueno.
No,
it's
a little chilly. It is a beach, but not what you think.
I guess we could say for a public affairs show, we'll talk a little gambling awareness. Be responsible when you gamble. I went to Atlantic City last March to do responsible wagering during the madness that is the college basketball playoff during that month. And part of the reason we went there was a beach, a coast, you know, see the ocean, and it was brutally cold and windy. So, yes, wait till late in the spring or the summer before you go visit Sean at WOLD.
It's so amazing that the Atlantic Ocean could get cold. And it does compare, as you and I know, we know a lot about the state of Florida, and it is ironic that the beaches of Miami Beach, which I know not everyone's cup of tea because they have become way over the top. I mean, it's, you know, South Beach, et cetera. But the water is so astonishingly warm. And have you ever gone to Miami Beach at the height of summer?
Oh, it's bathwater.
It's almost too hot to swim in.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing that we're talking about the same body of water. Much in the same way, if you go into the water in Los Angeles, you think that somebody has hit you with a block. I mean, it hurts. It's so cold.
It's brutal.
Yeah, even in the middle of summer. So it's interesting.
You want to learn to surf? Get yourself a wetsuit.
Yes.
Even in the, what is the song? The coldest summer I ever spent was in California? Or was that San Francisco, maybe the coldest?
Could have been, yeah.
The coldest summer I ever spent was in San Francisco.
Yeah. I know. San Francisco, which I love that town now. Of course, it's got its own fair share of issues and different things that go on there, not the least of which is it's the most expensive place in the United States to live, Marin County, where San Francisco is. But it is pretty chilly in San Francisco most of the year. And I love San Francisco. It's beautiful in July.
Yeah.
But sometimes October, November, and go, oh, I left my flannels at home.
And we do realize that San Francisco is nowhere near Los Angeles.
For our listeners, they were talking about the weather in LA, and now
all of a sudden it's, I think it's a, is that a 6-hour drive, 6 hours north of Los Angeles?
So. Yeah, it's quite a ways. You know, it was funny. They used to have an airline that served California only, and they had direct flights from the Midwest to many of the cities. So it was very convenient if you lived in Cleveland, Chicago, Indianapolis, St. Louis. You just hopped on this plane and you were right there. What was interesting was this was pre-TSA. It was real easy to walk through the wrong gate. So you would get on their San Francisco flight when you meant to fly to LA and vice versa. And I remember being on the ground with guys that were so mad. My meeting's in an hour and a half. I'd smile and go, I'm sorry. It's called geography and nothing can change it. You know, you just felt bad because they assume,
yeah,
well, I accidentally flew to San Francisco. Surely, that's a half hour cab ride?
That's it's just right up the coast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, Jay, I wanted to start with a story about John Oates from Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
A little positive vibes coming out of the Oates camp. For our listeners that aren't aware, there's been some drama in the world of Oates and Hall, otherwise known as Hall & Oates. They have had, in essence, a breakup.
Right.
And it happened within the last year. It was a breach of contract. They're just not seeing eye to eye, so it looks like there's not going to be much of a Hall & Oates reunion anytime soon. They're going their separate ways. That's the drama. The positive vibes are both are very heavily involved with philanthropy and charity. And the most recent thing that Oates is up to, I call him Oates, like we're buddies.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah, you know him.
He calls me Ritz. Someday we hope to have him on the show because he does so much with philanthropy. I think he'd really be open to an interview and talking about this kind of stuff. But he's involved with a group called Honoring Our Heroes, and he has supplied an autographed guitar, John Oates, on an acoustic. So I know it'd be cool to have an electric guitar signed by Eric Clapton on one side of your basement, and on the other side of your basement, a big, giant acoustic guitar signed by John Oates. That'd be pretty cool. Well, they're auctioning off the guitar to raise money for Honoring Our Heroes. And a little bit about Honoring Our Heroes. They recognize and give back to America's military and public safety heroes. So it's happening this week where they're doing the online auction. And it goes until December 4th. So at the time of this airing of this show, you still have time to get online and bid on this item. And we've talked about this before, about how cool it is to give your charitable donations to a cause that also, I hate to say selfishly or self-servingly, provides you with something, but a golf outing is the easiest example. If you like to golf, pay the $100 fee to go in a golf outing.
Right.
The $100 goes to the charity, and you get to play golf. I mean, that's that's the easiest win-win in the world of philanthropy and charities. So with this, with the holidays coming up, you're thinking about, what do I get dear old dad, the guy who has everything?
Right.
An autographed guitar from John Oates might be the greatest gift to ever give or receive. So the website is go.rallyup.com/HOH.
Okay.
I'll say it again. go.rallyup.com/HOH.
Okay.
And if you're driving and didn't have a chance to write that down, we'll put that link in the bio of this episode of this show, which will air in podcast form on our website, AdamRitzShow.com. Ritz spelled like Ritz crackers. AdamRitzShow.com. So click the link by December 4th, make your donation, get yourself a John Oates signed guitar. My apologies, John.
He's already mad.
I'll call him John now. I'm not going to call him Oates. Mr. Oates. Have a Mr. Oates. Make your bidding by December 4th, and that could be yours. Again, it goes to help Honoring Our Heroes, the veterans and public safety heroes.
I think it's cool that when you, like you said, do fundraising like that, because that is that's a one in a million, once in a lifetime gift that you purchase. And like you said, give it away.
I want to give a shout out to a listener, John Norris, listening to the show. He, in Ohio, I believe he's the one that alerted me to this charity. He's heavily involved with this charity, Honoring Our Heroes, and he's the world's biggest Hall & Oates fan. So it worked out well for him.
That is excellent.
In fact, he might buy the guitar. I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you know, this is the season of travel, and a lot of people probably already traveled over Thanksgiving. It's one of the busiest travel weekends of all, and of course that occurs because most of the activity occurs on Thursday. You get going late on Tuesday or Wednesday. You hop in the car. You got 12 hours. You got kids in the back. They're not happy unless their iPods are charged or their iPads are charged up. It's not an easy time. But as we head into the further holidays, there are some new laws that will result in fewer travel headaches this holiday season. This is good news. As you know, there's always this ambiguity when something occurs with a delay or lost luggage. Well, these particular laws should help airline passengers during delays, cancellations, as well as lost luggage. Refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights are now automatic, according to the new laws. So check into this, but should be much easier if your flight has been canceled for you to get a refund.
That's very easy if it's canceled. Did I hear you say if it's delayed as
significantly
well?
Significantly delayed. Now, there may be different verbiage for each airline as to what significantly delayed might be. In my opinion, 8 hours would be a significant delay because
for sure.
of
yeah.
the connections and people you're meeting and whatever activity you're flying out for. If the thing's delayed 8 hours, heck, you're going to miss the turkey, aren't you?
I'd love to know the boardroom or the conference room where they decided what the cutoff is.
Yes.
Is a two-hour delay enough of an inconvenience? Because like you said, that's enough to miss your connection.
Oh, yeah.
You maybe you'll have to get the hotel in the next connecting city.
Yeah.
Maybe your loved one who's coming to pick you up at that airport, maybe they're not as in tune with communication or the internet, and maybe they didn't know it was canceled or delayed, and they're sitting at the airport waiting for you.
That's absolutely correct.
I wonder what the cutoff is. Probably not 5 minutes, though.
No, we'll find out more about this. But what will happen is it is going to be much more amenable when you go back up to the counter. As we always say, be polite. Being polite gets you so much more. I remember one time pointing out something to the woman at the gate and saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know that this and this is happening. You might not realize, but there was a crash on the interstate, so there's going to be a bunch of people probably late for a couple of your flights if they leave in the next hour.
Uh-huh.
She later came up to me. She goes, I really appreciate you telling me that. She goes, I want to update you and your friend to fly first class. And we weren't taking a long flight. I think we were going to Dallas or something. But certainly, when you got the hot towel and the free beverage,
yeah.
you said, well, that was mighty fine. Once again, I'm not saying that every act of courtesy will be repaid in kind. But when you are at any kind of gate, rental car, airline, I don't know what school of thought you would be in if you started yelling at the gate attendant. I don't know what planet you stepped off of.
They're not going to help you.
No.
If you get into the irate zone.
Irate zone is not good.
You know, I had still have a very close, deep friend of mine who, mentor really, she was a flight attendant mm-hmm. for 40 years. And she told me once, during the mentoring, had nothing to do with flight or airlines, but it's from the flight and it's from her career in the flight and airline industry, but it applies to everything you do in your life. And that is when people would come up to the gate for help, if they were yelling and mad, they got no help. But for the exact same issue or problem, if you came up to the gate and said these words, I'm really in a tight spot, and I'm hoping that you can help me. That is the best way to start with a customer service professional to get help, because by definition in their job title, they're supposed to help you.
Right.
When you start yelling at them and using curse words or calling them stupid, they're not going to want to help you at all.
No.
But if just right out of the gate you're friendly and nice and you ask for their help, then they're like, okay, how can I do it? How can I help you? What do you need from me? Let's make it happen. So that's a good lesson I learned from her to apply toward every facet of life. When you need help, just ask for help. If you start in the irate zone, who's going to want to help you?
Well, you know, like you said, everyone is doing their job. And their job happens to be working at the gate when you and your attitude arrived.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to this, new laws should help you a whole bunch. So if you get delayed, if you get canceled, keep your cool. talk to the gate people. They should be able to help you out more. This is a specific, if your check bag arrives more than 12 hours late, now you are entitled to a refund for the baggage fee.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been self-explanatory, but apparently in the past, they might not have refunded you your baggage fee, which part of me was, you can be irate in your car in the parking lot, because that is BS, I'm telling you. Travel experts say you should use a luggage tracker like an Apple AirTag. So if you are into it, it is good technology, and it kind of helps you keep track of, is your bag in the continental United States, yes or no?
Which hemisphere is your bag in? I'm glad you brought this up, because Melissa's been, every time we go somewhere, she's like, we need to get those geotags to put on our luggage, because if they get misplaced or go to a different city, we'll be able to see where they are. You're so right. Now that this is a law, like my kids' kids couldn't fathom, wait a minute, if you paid extra to have your bags checked and they didn't show up, you didn't get your money back?
For the bag.
That you paid extra to have show up?
Yeah.
So this is a great example of the government finally working. These are great ideas. I'm glad these are laws now.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town. No, but you're absolutely correct. These seem to be sort of self-explanatory. Now, here's another interesting note. I'm really big. I get about one cold a year. And then when I get a cold, I'm a big baby. And you know what I do when I get a cold, Adam? I go to my local pharmacy and I cruise down that aisle. The aisle is usually labeled cold remedies.
Yes.
There's usually no less than 50. I go for the biggest, brightest container, and I get the proper, and I always use the proper amount, so I'm not telling you overdose on it or not, but I love to go home and be a big baby and watch SportsCenter and take my insert name of cold medicine.
Do you
here.
Get the kids chewable because it tastes like candy?
I would do that, but I would be inclined to eat
the whole bottle.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. The FDA is proposing to stop sales of a common ingredient found in most of the over-the-counter decongestants. This is actually an important note we're sharing with you. Researchers have determined that an ingredient that is known as phenylephrine doesn't actually work. It's in a lot of the cold decongestants. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work. It's an ingredient in many common cold and flu products, including Tylenol, Benadryl, and DayQuil. The FDA's proposal will begin a 6-month waiting period, after which they will make a final decision whether to pull the medicines containing this oral phenylephrine off the shelves. So what they're saying is, not dangerous, just doesn't work.
That sounds scary. Oral phenyl what?
Phenylephrine. It sounds like, wow. But it does nothing, apparently.
I wonder what scientists put it in there in the first place.
Well, there's always some scientist putting something in somewhere.
Jay, you got to trust the science.
You got to trust the science. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of good to know, which also tells you that going down the big cold and flu aisle probably makes you feel better emotionally, but maybe doesn't cure the thing. We have always heard, too, and this is from a non-medical opinion, but they have always said that in general, if you can, let a cold run its course, and here's why. If you take a lot of different cold medicines to stop the runny nose, stop the sneezes, sore throat, you're just masking the fact that you do have those. You're just kind of stopping the process.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes sense.
Once again, honking your nose 50 times is indelicate, but an important part of a cold.
That's the worst part, is how sensitive your nose gets from sneezing into a tissue. And even the softest tissue on day 3 of a cold is like sandpaper.
Yes.
So I just don't even use the tissue and just let it run down my face like a 4-year-old.
Once again, your results may vary, but I thought that was very interesting because, like Adam says, trust the science. There's a lot of scientists out there that know far more than I do. However, some of those ingredients might not work. And don't do what I do. I go by color scheme.
Yeah.
Because my favorite one, Adam, is like orange and purple. It's like big orange, big purple. And I'm thinking, that's got to be effective. Look at the packaging. It looks like the University of Miami football team. Surely it's got to work.
The packaging. That's how you pick your horses when you gamble on horse races,
yeah,
too. It has nothing to do with the horse.
The jockey's wearing green, for crying out loud. I'm with you all the way.
Okay.
Here's a good one. The New Orleans Saints are calling on the Pope to give them a direct line to the Almighty in hopes of salvaging their season. You're going to love this. Those who follow Pope Francis on X may have noticed recently that some of his recent posts contain the hashtag Saints, but he capitalized the S.
Okay.
So the hashtag Saints is also a hashtag used by New Orleans Saints professional football team. In one post, the Pope refers to the Saints as precious pearls, always living and relevant, providing fascinating commentary on the gospel with the hashtag the Saints. Now, the Saints replied, this is the New Orleans Saints replied, thanks for your prayers, Pontiff. We need them. Isn't that great?
That is so good.
And can you imagine Pope Francis? What is this nonsense about football?
And you know, Pope Francis could actually go to the Superdome and go to a Saints football game without security because there are at least 24 fans in that stadium dressed like the Pope.
Yes.
Because they dress up, they wear costumes to those games, and there's Pope impersonators at the game.
There's multiple popes.
He could absolutely go to the game and just enjoy, you know, get some mustard stains on his white cloth.
Your Excellency, can I get you another hot dog? A stadium dog.
For the
Pope Francis stadium
thanks,
dog.
Thanks, Pontiff. We need the help. Oh, my gosh. I love that story.
Streaming service Max is going to start cracking down on password sharing in the coming months. Max, along with Netflix, one of the more popular streamers. Netflix famously cracked down not too long ago on password sharing. Makes good sense. I just mentioned it, so in case you are sharing, you might want to kind of stop sharing. Technically, it's theft. I understand. You know, everything costs money, and, you know, there's your Aunt Lucy. She wants to watch Max because they stream all the HGTV shows on there.
There's a lot of good content on Max.
Oh,
and
it's my number one to go to for movies.
We lost Max in a recent move, and I can't remember who had it or why we had it, but we don't have it anymore. And I believe it has something to do with a shared password. So, and I think you're right. It is theft. If you are using a product that is sold for currency and you're not paying for it, so while you want to complain as much as we did when we lost Max, you may have to just bite your lip and pony up and pay the $17 a month.
Now, we could check with Pope Francis on that, but
I need all the help I can
theft.
Get.
Yes. But there you go. So if you are enjoying Max but not paying for it, you're not allowed to do that. They're going to start with some soft messaging, which means that later the messaging will get more pointed. A study links daytime sleepiness to dementia. This is not as big a story if you're not an older American, but in a study published, over 35% of those who experience daytime sleepiness could develop a cognitive risk syndrome that could lead to dementia. So if you are getting older, find yourself a little sleepier during the day, check in with your healthcare provider. Dementia, as you know, is unfortunately highly prevalent among older citizens around the world. The reason why I say citizens around the world, this particular study was done in France.
And this is a warning or a heads up to the elderly community.
This is 75. More people that get a little older, probably over the age of 65. That's when a lot of symptoms start. I've become acquainted because of some of the issues I've dealt with there is a whole process to aging, and 65 tends to be the ages of 60 to 65 tends to be the gateway. That's when things start to slow down. You metabolize food and alcohol differently. That's why your doctor always says to you, moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And also you have to then be more aware that neurological diseases and or cognitive loss diseases increase in that age group.
So if you're 54, let's just say,
right,
somebody like me, mm-hmm, that's having some daytime sleepiness, you should just go to bed earlier.
There is a possibility, especially in your case, where, yes, you're not sleeping at night because you got 6,000 things going on. So you've already eaten into your night's sleep. Then anything that happens prior to 10 a.m. in your life, you know, that throws you off.
I have to admit, I was a little worried when you said daytime sleepiness is connected to dementia, because I'm tired right now.
Yes. But if you are aging, get that checked out. It's just one of those things where possible precursor always gives you some heads up. Some things about dementia we don't know about, and there's not much that can be done to slowing dementia. But if you know about dementia, it helps. You can start taking some steps ahead of time. Like with many neurological diseases, always early detection is your best bet.
Very good to know.
Now, we're going to close with, this is an absolutely amazing story. Have you heard about, and I think I'm trying to think the proper phraseology, I think it's called municipal theft. And what happens is you get a poorly run municipal entity, and one or two people inside that organization steal them blind. It's happening more and more often throughout the United States. Are you familiar with this? There's actual articles and documentaries on this phenomenon.
So it's just as simple as embezzling, yeah, tax money.
Yeah.
Taxpayer money from a municipality.
Right.
I did not. I certainly knew that was happening, as everybody does. But I didn't know it was a term called municipal theft with documentaries about it. I want to know more.
Yeah, I mean, it is happening a lot. And the reason why I bring this up, a gentleman.
Is that why you're running for town council right now?
That's why I'd like to announce.
I need to supplement my income.
Sure.
I'm running for mayor.
In general, if there's little to no overview, this can occur. But how about this? An Indiana sheriff, he served from 2015 through 2022. He served as the sheriff of Clark County, Indiana. Now he's going to prison for 15 years. After he pled guilty to 27 felony charges, including misappropriating $4.4 million of taxpayer money. See, that's the reason why, obviously, people get, rightly so, a little bit fired up about this, because it's taking the money from people that were kind of thinking, hey, I was hoping for a good sheriff.
Yeah. I mean, you raise your right hand,
yes,
and you swear that you're going to do things on the up and up, and then you embezzle millions of dollars from the taxpayers. That's unbelievable.
This is just shy of 10 years. He made purchases of over 100 cars, a Cessna airplane, Rolex watches, vacations, concerts, high-end clothing, military surplus items, food and alcohol, including a $2,500 Hooters tab.
That's
That's criminal.
On a sheriff's salary.
That's right. So absolutely amazing. But he was caught. He's going to be sent away. But yes, municipal theft is becoming quite a thing.
Well, we've talked about the price of concert tickets. So if you see your local sheriff at a concert, he's probably embezzling.
There is a chance, yes.
All right, Jay, thank you so much. And again, hit the website for that John Oates charity that is going through December 4th. If you'd like to bid on the autographed John Oates guitar that is going to help the Honoring Our Heroes and the Veterans. The website again is go.rallyup.com/HOH. And we'll put that link on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.